before we have repented, changes nobody. And that's why we have a serious condition in the church today. The church just follows the standard of the world. Just give it, they're only lagging behind about 10 years, that's all. Why, 10 years ago, they were decrying the sins of what the church has accepted today. You know, and it's been this way really since the 60s. Back in the 60s, they were condemning the sins of the world, and then in the 70s, the church accepted it. Oh, but they were condemning the other sins, which is the, 10 years later, they accepted them. And now we've got the condition where the church is very little different from the world, and you can't hardly tell the difference between the two. Except that they're just a little bit behind the times, that's all. People don't like to talk about sin, and the fact of the matter is, let's confront these sins, first of all in ourselves. We need to recognize these things. You don't solve the problems by ignoring them and hoping they go away. It never solved any problem at all. We're going to stop there. Hopefully this will give you a little insight into the book of Acts. This is just the beginning of it, of course, because the rest of the chapters, at least the next 8 chapters or so, continues the same prophetic theme of the second work of Christ. Stories of what happened under the first anointing of Pentecost, but it is also on an underlying layer, it is prophetic of the second work in our own day as well.